This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a podcast of The Annie and Ando Show.
You're with Annie and Ando on your Monday drive home. It's 29 minutes past five. Annie, Louie, I am super, super excited about our next guest we've got on the line.
Yes, we cannot wait to chat because he's just dropped a new single called Love, and I love the message behind it.
The message is beautiful. Now, let's back up the truck. First of all, Mitch Tambo, who we're going to be speaking to, has one of the most stunning voices going around. He's an Australia's Got Talent grand finalist. He's performed alongside Olivia Newton, John Brian May and John Farnham. He was in Australia Decides final for Eurovision 2020. Yumma yumma, Mitch Tambo. Welcome to the Annie and Andy
Show. Yumma yumma.
Hey, hey.
Thanks so much for having me.
Thanks for calling in. When did the single drop? Was it Friday?
Yeah, it dropped Friday.
What's been happening since Friday? Lots of publicity, I'm guessing.
Yeah, it's been flat out. Lots of publicity, and been great. And on the first day, we managed to break straight through into the all-genre charts and chart nice and high in the pop section, which is just a really beautiful feat for me because, as you know, I'm singing pretty much entirely in my language. So as a language artist, I suppose it's just a beautiful thing when you see your music up there with all mainstream artists. It's really great and encouraging. Mm.
Can you explain your native tongue in terms of it's Gamilaray? Is that how it's pronounced?
Yeah, Gamilaray. Perfect. Yep. So it's Gamilaray. My people are from northwest New South Wales. So, if you know, like Tamworth, Moree, those areas. So that's our country out there, our tribe, if you like.
Yep.
And it's just a real honour to be able to sing in my language and celebrate my identity. Great.
Can you explain to us the sort of the background of the story of this track, Love?
Yeah, so Love was written coming off the back of being out on country, and it's really my recount of that time out there and how that made me feel. And, you know, the song basically starts depicting that story. You know, as the cockatoos sing on sunset, the stars light the sky of ancient stories, lost in the dance of the fire, I'm at peace. And the whispers of the wind keep calling me home. Break my heart open, set my spirit free. Break my heart open, set my spirit free with love. Mm-hmm. So that's basically the first half. And the second half depicts the healing aspect. So it's like thunder, sing, lightning, dance. It's time for me to soar like the Malian, the big eagle, to be free. So for me, I feel like all of us as human beings have got that place we go to find healing and to feel that love and abundance. And for some people, it could be going to the footy with their parents, or it could be going for a walk along the beach or watching some waves roll in on a headland. But for me, it's just being out there on country. So a song that talks about that, and I guess really to break it down, it's really a song that's talking about self-care and well-being and making sure you take time to look after and you know, love yourself. And there's no shame in that because that love's going to flow out into your family and into the community.
That's amazing. And you just mentioned family. I was going to ask you, has music always been part of your upbringing?
Yeah, 100%. Music's been in my life. Since, you know, when I was in the womb, I think my mum was singing to me. So it's just been there. Certainly all different kinds of genres too, you know, musical theatre, country, 50s style music, just the list goes on. So, yeah.
Mm. And were you an independent artist until last year when you got signed with Sony?
Yeah, totally, totally. Yep, yep.
Yeah, what has it been just, like?
It's been incredible. I mean, it's been a whirlwind, but a great whirlwind. You know, I think when I say whirlwind, you know, I'm glad to be just swooped up and in this beautiful wave at the moment because, you know, you work so hard and you pour all your energy and time into something that you're really passionate about and that not everyone gets the chance to sort of get that break, so to speak. So I just feel really blessed to be where I'm at the moment. It's a real honour.
If you've just joined us, we're talking to Mitch Tambo, whose latest track, Love, dropped on Friday. Really lucky to have him on the line. Now, Mitch, one of the things I wonder, you know, and he asked the question about Sony and the big enterprise that is the machine that you're now in terms of it. Have you felt any pressure around being, I guess, pushed or pressured into making your music more mainstream, so less of your native tongue or any other?
Not at all, because for me it's... it's all about progression, and yep. When you sort of say, you know, pressure to sort of make mainstream music within a tunnel, for me, I'm doing this because I believe my language, the Gamilaray language, should be here with the most recent high-end pop beat producers you could ever think of, that our language can be in this and with this caliber of you know, musical people and producers and be creating awesome mainstream music, you know. And that's why you see me, you know, rocking bright colours and high, you know, high-end fashion and incorporating my culture into that, because I believe that we don't have to forsake our identity or become Americanized, so to speak, when we've got the oldest living new culture on the planet. Why not blend that with everything that makes us up who we are? Like me, I belong to two worlds, so why not put them together and create something beautiful and just run with it? So, you know, to have Dennis Henlon pick me up there at Sony and just put all that trust into me and back me, it's just been such a privilege and an honour, because it's given me a chance to just keep pushing my language out there to the world.
I feel like I can relate, because my family speaks a very small dialect and a lot of the language is lost, and I know a lot of people, Indigenous people as well, they kind of lose their language sometimes. So how is there any advice you can give to people who maybe aren't as in touch with their culture and their language?
Yeah, I mean, you know, my only advice is, you know, just do what you can. I know here for a lot of mob, you know, language is gone, it's extinct, and there's a massive portion of us that have been able to keep and retain a big portion and bring it back. So my thing is, you know, just do what you can and do whatever you can to connect with self. And, you know, it's like you say, and like even your people with dialects, you know, it's happened to a lot of people around the realm, and especially a lot of people that have had to migrate here, whether it's from war-torn countries or whatever it may have been. You know, my whole message is that, you know, you don't have to sacrifice yourself and your identity and belonging to fit in a mold. You know, we're all born to be different.
Yeah.
And through that difference, there's also a lot of beautiful commonalities too that we can share and celebrate. But there's also so much that we can learn from one another. And that's my biggest message is, you know, sooner we come together and just love one another, regardless of, you know, race, sexuality, gender, religion, class, all those things, you know, the better we can create something that's just built off love, and create a platform where youth can come forward and don't have to second guess themselves. You know, you can see someone walking down the street with a burqa who actually happens to be an awesome urban hip hop artist, or, you know, you just rock who you are and be proud of that. Don't sacrifice yourself, because your culture and identity and who you are is beautiful.
What a beautiful message. Thank you so much for that. Hey, how do people find out more about you if they want to follow you? What are your socials or website that are best for people to track you down?
Yeah, look, I'm Insta at Mitch Tambo, Facebook Mitch Tambo, Snapchat Mitch Tambo. It's all Mitch Tambo. Twitter, website's MitchTambo.com. I just dropped some new merch. There's some awesome hoodies.
Those hoodies are hot.
You can get now.
I would love a bucket hat.
Yeah.
I want a hoodie. You can have the bucket hat. All right, we'll have to put our orders.
All right, we'll have to share.
So, yeah, make sure you just jump on board and follow the journey, and always try my best to get back to those that want to reach out and have a chat. So, yeah, just catch me on any of those platforms.
Amazing. Thank you so much for spending the time talking to us this afternoon. We're going to play your latest track. This is Mitch Tambo with Love. Thanks so much, mate.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us. Take care.
You were just listening to a podcast from the Annie and Ando Show. You can find more on iTunes, the Android Store, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.